God is good, and He's good all the time, and all the time He's good. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord, and I know that way before we got here, I know that God sent His Spirit. His Spirit is already here, and so I'm going to ask every blood-bought child of God to stand to your feet. This is not a spectator sport. This is not a church where we come and we just admire what's going on. No, this is the church where you will get yourself involved, and by golly, because saved people, they serve people. Yes. Saved people serve people. Don't tell me how saved you are, and there's no product or fruit coming from your life. Now, what I'm going to ask you this morning is, have you had a week where you say, God, I need you to come down into this situation? Father God, Lord, I thank you, God, for every child of yours that's in this building. Lord, I know, God, that you have something for each one. Right now, I bind up the spirit of depression that's trying to rest on people in here. God, in Jesus' name, I take authority right now over Logan County, over every drug addict right now in Jesus' name. And I just pray that, God, you are the chain breaker. So, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you would break the chains of addiction in this place. God, outside of these walls, Lord, right now I ask that you would go up into Logan County Jail right now. And God, I ask that you would do a work. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, as I pray this prayer, God, you're walking up into that jail. Lord, you're walking up into the hearts, God, of people that are hopeless in there. And God, I ask that you'd give them, Lord, what only you can give them, and that's you. God, it's you. Lord, if there's people in here today and they need a healing in their body, God, I ask that you'd make that so in Jesus' name. Lord, for every person, Lord, that they're out sick today, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that you done walked up into their house, God, and made them whole. In Jesus' name, I speak to doubt and I speak to unbelief and I tell it to go right now. God, you said you needed a binder and you needed a looser. So, God, right now, I bind up every hindrance that's trying to affect this service. And God, I loose the Holy Spirit right now. I loose peace right now in Jesus' name. Lord, and we thank you, God. We'll not leave the way we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all may be seated. I'm a loud pastor and I'm very politically incorrect. And I don't make any apologies about that. Because that's what we need. We need somebody to just tell it like it is so there's no confusion about which side of the fence that you want to be on. Glory. And let me tell you something. You're going to pick what side of the fence that you're going to be on. Choose you this day what you're going to have. Are you going to have a blessing or are you going to have a curse? Are you going to have life or are you going to have death? Because, see, each day you wake up and you make that choice. You make that choice. And so today I'm going to try my best to help you make the choice. I want to tell you today that God is able. God is able. There were times this week where I said, God, I don't know if such and such is going to come through. I don't know how this is going to work this year with all of this stuff that's going on. And I got a piece of, I was checking the mail for the church, and I got a piece of mail. Sweetheart, do you have that picture for me? My wonderful pastor husband, Jeremy, he gets more titles as we go on in life together. He is going to get that up for me, Lord willing. But on the envelope, Tierney, as I was having these thoughts, see, many people, they feel like God doesn't hear them, God doesn't see them, God's uninterested in them. And what I want to tell you is that's the devil telling you that. God is able. God is interested in your life. God knows what's going on with you. He is the author and He is the finisher of your faith. And so when the devil comes in and he tries to get you to feel like you're all alone, that's a lie from the enemy because, see, God is right there with you. He is right there in the middle of the storm. He's the God of the mountain and He's the God of the valley. We won't let this picture thing hold us up. On the envelope, on the very back of it, it said, God's able. God is able. God is able. And I said, Lord, I know you're trying to talk to me because I'm thick-headed. And you done had to put that stuff on an envelope just to get me to get out of myself. See, lots of times you got to get out of yourself. You got to get out of self mode, and you got to get with the plan, and you got to get with the God mode, because see, what God has for you is bigger. It's bigger. If the devil can keep you in that mode where you're thinking about yourself, what you don't have, what you'd like to have, what somebody did to you, how they did you wrong, see, you're going to be stuck in your life, and you don't want to be stuck. You've come too far to live your life in a stuck, paralyzed state. So that's why we're talking about the abilities of God this morning, because see, God is able. He's able. Now, when I began to preach, I've been preaching more than half of my life. I'm 35. I preached my first message when I was 6 to a bunch of June bugs out in the backyard. I've been preaching ever since, but I preached my first official message when I was 19. And how my daddy explained it to me is he said, Kelly, all you got to do when you get up there and preach is you just show people who God is and make the best case for them that you can. Make the best case for them that you can. And so we are in the book of Romans this morning. We're going to look at chapter 16 and verse 25. And it says, now to him who is able. Everybody repeat after me, God is able. God is able. See, what's going on right now is the devil is making people feel like their problems are bigger than the living God. There is no problem that's bigger than the living God. He is God, and that is what he does, is fix problems. Amen? So in Romans chapter 16, verse 25, it says, now to him who's able to establish you. To establish you. So many times we feel like we got to make it happen. You don't got to make it happen. What you got to do is hear the voice of God telling you what to do to line up with his word so it will happen. Amen? So what we're reading here is that God is able to establish you. He is able to establish you. He's going to bless you coming in, and he's going to bless you going out. God will come and he will show you things, and you'll say, God, I can't do that. That's way over my head. Look here. God's not asking you to find out the logistics and the details. He's looking for people right here in this day and age, right up in this church, that'll stop trying to figure it out and just say, God, send me because I'll do it. God doesn't need you to figure it out. He already has. What he needs is for you to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. And so it says, now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him. All nations might believe and might obey. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so my first point this morning is God is able to establish you. God is able. If God has shown you things that you're going to be doing and they look too big for you, stop looking at them. Let them happen. Let them happen. You don't have to make it happen. But what you do have to do is let it happen. Let it happen. 6 months before this corona started, I began to see visions of myself preaching outside. I said, Lord, I'm not an outside girl. I'm not doing that. No, not going to do it, Father. Mm-mm. Well, I did it. And look, not only did I do it, but I loved it. God began to show me visions of cooking meals in my home. And I said, now, God, you know I'm not the best cook. Lord, that is not from you. I did that too. see, God wants to show you things, but can he trust you with what he shows you? Will you get too overwhelmed with his vision? God will establish you because he's able. He's able to establish what you were destined to do. Stop slipping yourself up. God doesn't just call people that are equipped. No, he equips people that he calls. He equips those that he calls. So get out of yourself. You're slipping yourself up. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We're going to look at verse 8. And I want to say to you this morning that God is able to provide for you. God is able to provide for you. Maybe it's not money that you need. Maybe it's a healing. He's still the healer last time I checked. Perhaps it's not this, but maybe it's a family problem. God is still the God that's putting families back together. God is still the God that's restoring marriages left and right. God is still the one that's binding up the wounds of his children, that's mending the brokenhearted. See, God is still that God, Stacy. God has not changed. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless my little godson, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let everybody that holds this baby, God, come to know you. Lord, let him live out all of his days. In Jesus' name, amen. God is able to provide for his children. How many of you take your children to the store and you tell them they can't have nothing? Well, I tell them that. Melissa's like me. Look here, I'm a pushover. All the way to the store, I'm like, no, you can't have nothing. You've been bad. Then they get there, and I'm like, well, I guess one little thing won't wreck the boat too much. God's able. God's able. You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. Some of y'all need to get up in Daddy God's lap, and you need to get right close to him, and you need to say, Daddy God, I need something from you. Daddy God, you said if I'd ask that you'd help me. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I give you my life, and God, I ask that you'd come in and you'd help me. God, I ask that you'd come in and you'd save the day over and over and over. Look here, God's not done saving. He's not done delivering and helping people, and he darn sure is not done providing. He's not done providing. God is able. So let's read about it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. And it says here, and God is able to make all grace abound to you. Somebody say, all grace. All grace. All grace. See, it's not about what you have. I can't tell you how many times God asked me to do something, and in the natural realm, I didn't have it. I didn't have it. Look here. There are days where I say, God, why'd you call me to this? But one thing that God and me both know about Kelly Mae, if he tells me to do it, I'll do it. If he tells me to believe for Logan County, I'm going to believe for Logan County and begin to claim Logan County for Jesus. He knows if he'll tell me to go up into the jail and direct that program, I'll go up in there. Even if I have watched too many episodes of Scared Straight. Look here, the first several times I went, I was a little scared. But when the anointing showed up there and I sat at that table and I realized that those were people just like I was, see, all of that stuff, it fell. Everything that was earthly and fleshly, that fell to the ground. And I just began to minister the way God intended. Look here, if you don't got it, there's Daddy God and he's behind you and he's saying, I'm picking up the tab for whatever they don't got. But most people, they see they don't got it. They done. No. If God calls you to it, God will get you through it. He'll provide. Wherever God guides, he provides. God's looking for people to just know who he is. He's telling you this morning, I'm able. I'm able. I'm able. I'm able. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, say it with me, all things, all things, all things. Look here, not just some of the things, not just the things that look like they're within your reach. No, the Word says that I'm able to make all grace abound to you in all things, in everything. The thing that looks hard, the people that hurt you and you think you can never forgive them. No, baby, you're going to forgive them because, see, that's a requirement as a child of God. Because not only does God say, I want you to forgive, but He says, forgive how I forgave you. How did He forgive you? Did He keep bringing it up? Thank God. How many of you done some stuff? How many of you done some number nines? Well, I'm just praising God that we got an honest crew up in here today. I've had services where I'm like, how many of you ever did some stuff? And they're like, no. We pure as the driven snow. No, we all know that's not true. I'm not pure as the driven snow, and neither is anybody else. Look here. Let's just keep it real. Why do we want to keep it real? So lives can be changed. Ain't nobody changing with a bunch of fake stuff going up on. Nobody's changing with fake stuff. It's not changing. People are going to take one look at that, and they're going to realize, nah. So God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, at all times, at all times, at all times. God, when it looks rough, are you still there? Yes, He is. God, when it looks like I can't anymore and this is the thing that's going to do me in, God, can you still do it? Yes, He can. Yes, He can. I hope if you don't hear anything else today, what you hear is your pastor telling you, God's able. God's able. God's not somebody that's short of things or blessings or miracles. Keisha, God is able. And not only is He able, but He wants to. And He says all things, all things, all things. Why do you think the Word in the Psalms says, Lord, I will bless you at all times. Why? Because David knew that by golly, God was God at all times. So he best be the best son of God that he could at all times. When it gets rough, don't be... I've had people say, now I can't come because of this. I can't come because of that. Look here. Shuff off those excuses. Jesus ain't taking excuses. I mean, I hate to just tell it. Well, no, I don't. I don't. I love to tell it. I get one service a week to just tell it. I'm going to tell it. God ain't taking excuses. What He's taking is the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous person that will avail much. That's what He's taking. So get to praying them prayers. Get to asking God. When it looks impossible, get to telling God, Lord, you said in your Word that there is nothing too hard for you. So God, I don't care what the circumstance looks like. Lord, we're not going off of what it looks like because it looks bad. See, when's the last time you just told God, now God, I know this looks bad, but I ain't messed up about it because you're not messed up about it. There's lots of things that look lots of ways. You guys been on Facebook this week? Who's been on Facebook this week? We're doing an altar call. No, I'm just kidding. How many of you seen some people's beautiful Christmas pictures that they've had with their families? How many of you know they had to kill each other before they got that one good picture? Okay? Now look here. When I said we're going to tell it, we're going to tell it. We all know what's behind them pictures. A good fat family argument and blackmailing and threatening. I got a couple good pictures and I had to threaten my kids up one end and down the other. And then I photobombed somebody's front yard because the squares picture, their trees decided they was going to let all the leaves off in one day. And that was the day before I got my pictures. So we just went driving down the road, and I said, hold on, professional woman going to take my picture. God bless you. This tree right here, that's where I want my picture. She goes, well, that's somebody's yard. And I said, I don't think they're going to care. Look here, they're going to see a crazy blonde woman with children. They're not going to care, I promise. Let's get the pictures. They never came out, not even once. God's able. He's able to make all grace abound to you at all times. At all times. Look here, if you can't laugh about your life, you got a problem. Because you're going to laugh about it or you're going to cry about it, but it's still going to be the same until God steps in there and changes it. Guess what? He's able to do that. He's able to do that. So God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, having all that you need. Did you come in here in need today? Having all that you need. People's looking at the end of the, they're looking at the month and they're saying, God, I already don't have enough money for this month. God, in Jesus' name, for every person, Lord, that needs financial blessings right now, in Jesus' name, God, I ask that you would open up those windows of heaven and I ask that you would pour out a blessing. God, make there to be more than enough. You said in your word that you would provide. We're reading about that today. So, God, I ask that you would cause that to happen for your children. Lord, make it the best Christmas that they've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen. So it says, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, having all that you need. See, God wants you to have all that you need so you can take the hope of Christ and you can give it to somebody else that doesn't have all that they need. See, is it just enough for you to pay your light bill or would you like to pay somebody else? Who wants to do that? See, get to telling God. What was I messed up over that day, Deborah? I was messed up because something about me, we've done the nursing home ministry for over 25 years now. And things were looking very bleak. People weren't wanting to donate and all this stuff. And I was telling God, now look, God, I not only want this to happen this year because it's happening. I will get out there and sing in front of every window. Why? Because, see, God cares about those people in there. And I don't care if it is Corona season. See? And I just began to say, God, I want to do this for them and I want to do that. See, make your plans known. Tell God what you'd like to do. Because he probably put that inside of there. And he's waiting for people to just do what he said to do. Not worry about how you're going to do it. Just say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. So by the time that I had gotten that envelope that day, I was wrestling with my own self, my own mind. And I know better than to do that, but I'm not too good to tell you I was doing it. See, if you just tell it, you'd help more people if you just say, yeah, I did it. Wasn't right, but I did it. Own it, admit it, quit it, move on. I got that envelope, and it said, God's able. God's able. God said, Kelly, I want you to tell my people just how able that I am. Because people's losing hope in who God is. They're becoming uninterested in who he is to the point they won't pick up their Bible. Look here. You need to be reading your word. It's not enough for me to read it to you. I can't get you up into heaven. You're going to do that for yourself. Can I help you? Can I teach you the word? Yes, I can. But when it comes down to that conversation between you and God Almighty, I'm not stepping in there and being like, now, they showed up to church two or three times a week, so I think they're good. See, that ain't how conversation going to be had between me and God for you. You're going to have that conversation. You're going to have it. So get your word out. Be who you say that you are. show people who God is. See, you can tell people all day long, but have you shown them who he is? Have you shown people who God is? That's the only thing that makes me act right. I'm not going to lie. You ever feel like pulling some shenanigans? I do. I have that same urge that comes over me like y'all got come over you. What do I do, Kiele? Well, you know what I do that's always worked? I've always taken a look on my hands. When I feel like really pulling something, Keisha, I look at my hands. And you know what? You know what I want a goal for me? I want to be able to say, God, my hands are clean. God, I did what you said. And Father God, I did it to the best of my ability. I feel like pulling some major stuff sometimes. Somebody messes my kid. I ain't gonna lie. That's the one thing that makes me turn psycho in an instant. Somebody messes my family. It ain't pretty. But you know what I've learned? I've learned to keep a handle on that. Why? Because see, when the devil's trying to get me to show out, God's got somebody there that needs to see how you're supposed to act. And I'm going to show them. Have I always mastered that? No. Have I failed at it? Yes. Will I fail at it again? Probably. Is that going to keep me from trying? No. So God is able. Now let's go to my third point. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to look at verse 20 through 21. And what I want to tell you now, see, we've talked about how God will establish you. We've talked about how God will provide for you. And now I want to talk about how God is able to do more. To do more. Don't put a topper on God. Don't put a limit on God. He's limitless. So in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine." Have you been asking? Have you been imagining? Because if you have, what I want to tell you is this right here. He's able to do more than that. He's able to do more than you've asked. He's able to do more than you imagined. Sometimes we are so into ourselves and our problems and our issues that we won't even imagine. You know, God gave you that imagination, not for you to conjure up drama, but to get you on the channel that he's on, to get you to realizing that your life is not your own, that you were bought with a price, that it was expensive. And God wants you to sit and get into his presence and say, God, now show me in my imagination what's going on here. Show it to me. You know what I started to do, Brother Mike? I started to imagine myself out there singing Christmas carols. Can't sing a lick. One of the reasons I can't sing a lick is because I don't remember verses. That'll mess you up with singing every time. But I just began to imagine that. I began to imagine certain things. You know, several months ago, I began to imagine giving away a bunch of food. I began to see it. I began to see our children doing stuff that's fun, having a good time with Jesus. Not once, but two times already this year, in the middle of a pandemic, we've had to remodel. We've had to tear walls down because of the growth that was birthed from what the devil intended for harm. There was something good that came out of that. I don't care if it is corona season. God's still God. The word says, now God, you enlarged my territory right up in the middle of all of my problems. So God, I won't look at the problem. God, I'm going to look at you because you know what's going on. See? Can you see yourself doing that thing for Jesus? Or are you just looking at your life saying, oh, I can never do that because I'm up in my own stuff? No, baby, get yourself out of yourself and move on with God, because God's got things for you to do. He's got a way to make for you. Where there was not a way, he wants to make it. When it looks like things are going to be tough, God wants to come in and he wants to make it. All grace abound to you. Can you take that? Can you take it? You ever tried to give somebody something? They're like, no, I can't take that. What? Give it to me. I'll take it. I'll take that. Ask Daddy God and know that he's able. So in verse 20, it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine, according to his power. Everybody say, according to his power. Is it according to what you have? Is it according to your means? It's according to him. It's according to him. Why is that an important detail? Because he owns it all. He owns it all. He owns it all. Because my God shall supply all of my needs, not according to my riches, but they're according to his. When you're looking at your spouse and you want to kill him because he's acting like a jerk, or she's acting like a, I don't even know what, look here. It ain't according to what you got. Because you may not have it that day, right, honey? That's right. You got a sweet wife. You better be being good to her. It's according to what God's got. It's according to what he has. He has it all. He has it all. He has the healing that you need. He has the missing piece to your family. He's got that. He's got your spouse. Lots of single people missing this message. I'm gonna get them to be watching that. Look here, if you wanting to get married and you go to Paris Christian Center, let me give you 101. Stop picking out of that same bucket that you got the last dud out of and just say, God, in Jesus' name, I'm going to go with what you have, because I keep picking losers. And Lord, you don't got me a loser, but God, you got me somebody that's saved. God, you got me somebody that ain't going to just send me to church, but no, Father God, you got somebody for me. They're going to take me to church, and they're going to enjoy taking me to church, and they're going to raise this family with me, God. And see, make your request known to God. But you know what? When God's trying to get you to turn a page and not be picking losers, give that to God. Give it to him. Well, you know, I got a certain taste. Yeah, I know when it's been wrong. That's what slipped you up. Let me tell me about your taste. Trust me, I know when I'm there in your life and I'm helping you put the pieces back together, because your taste got you in the wrong place once again. How can I preach about this? Because I've lived it. Pastor Jeremy and I have been married 12 years, and before that I was engaged to two different people in two different occasions. They were both crazy. Why? Because I attract crazy, because part of me is crazy. So I don't need anybody crazy. I got enough of that for me and whoever else. Okay? How did I get off on the dating thing? Well, let me tell you, God's able. God's able. God's able. God's able. He's able. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. So God is able to do more. God is able to do more. You've got a certain picture in your head and you're saying, God, if you could just do this. And God's saying, honey, child of mine, I want to do more. I want you to stop saying, if you can just do this, God. No, God's going to be happy when you're blessed with your little socks off. Why? Because he's hoping you'll use what you have to bless someone else. How can you bless someone else? What I've learned is many times just a kind word. just a smile. I have so many people, they don't even go to Paris Christian Center, and I have become Dr. Phil. People think I got the answers. I got some of the answers. Let me tell you something. I love people. It don't matter if they come here or not. Because what's happening is one of these days, Jesus is coming back to get all his kids. And when he does, he's not going to say, now all the Baptists, you huddle up over here. All the Methodists, you huddle up over there. All the Catholics, you get over here. No. He's going to say, it's time to praise. It's time to praise and make a joyful noise. See, the church is not the four walls. You are the church. You are the church. So the church needs to know how able God is. Because there are things in life that happen that make themselves appear bigger than God. But see, God needs his children to know there's nobody bigger than him. When was the last time that you got up in your prayer closet and you said, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I'm going to bear down and I'm going to give you my whole heart. God, I'm going to give you all of my praise. See, why is there so many empty seats? Because people's selfish and they all about their selves. Why do I know this? Because, honey, if you're not too scared to go to the bar, you shouldn't be too scared to come to church. So, see, Pastor Kel, we ain't taking those excuses. Yeah, I said it, and I stand behind it. I stand behind it. This ain't going to get me brownie points, but I've been eating too many brownies anyway. Okay, so let's go to 2 Timothy this morning. Amen. So we're talking about God is able to establish you. God is able to provide for you. And now we're going to talk about God is able to keep what you have committed to him. The word says commit all of your ways to him. Commit them. We're going to read a verse here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. And we're going to realize that God's able to keep those things that we've given over to him. See, are there places and things in your life that you've given over to God and you're saying, now what? Now what, God? He's able to keep those things. And not only can he keep them, but he can make lemonade out of some lemons. See, God's not so concerned with the mistakes that you've made. He's really wanting you to give him those mistakes. Can you give him your failure? Can you give him the part of your life that you're very embarrassed of? Anybody got stuff you pray to God nobody ever knows? I do. Look here. He's able to keep those things. So in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, and we're talking about Paul here, and it says, that is why I am suffering as I am, yet I am not ashamed, because I know when I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. God is able. God is able. He's able to take those things, Brother Ernie, and make something out of them. God's able. So many people, they tell me, Pastor Kelly, I feel like I've gone too far. I know what you're saying, but that can't work for me because I've done some stuff. Look here. We all have. God is able. He's able. If you'll give it to him, and you'll not take it back, he's able to work with that. Is there areas in your life where you're unsuccessful and you keep coming back full circle and you think, why am I not successful in this area of my life? Because you still got a handle on it. take your hands off of it and back away. Back away. Problem is we like to hover up over stuff. This is the craziest thing, but here's what we do. Anybody a control freak? I like to control things. I don't know why they never turn out when I do that. But there's something about me likes to do that. We'll mess something up. And then God wants to come in there and he wants to make it right. And we're hovering over the thing like, no, 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 no. And why are we hovering over that? Because we messed it up. You know what I'm saying? He's able. He's able to guard the thing that you've given over to him. He'll guard it. He'll take it. He'll take you. And he'll say, now look here. Here's where you missed it. Here's where you missed it. And here's how we're going to make it right this time. See, God's not intimidated about how many times you've fallen down. If you fall 1,000 times and you get yourself convinced that you serve a gracious, merciful God and you decide you're going to get yourself up 1,001 times, you're good. You're good. But you cannot afford to waller in a situation that's bringing you down. Sister Melissa, God is able. God is able. Whatever we have the guts enough to give over to him, God can guard it. He'll take it. He'll make something of it. He'll cause us to have success where we've had nothing but failure. God's able. God's able. He's able to take that. People don't like to give things to God. They think they got to be all pretty and put together for the Lord. Look here. When are you ever just all pretty and put together? In the beginning of the pandemic, I said, well, here's what was really happening. I would say, well, when such and such gets over, then everything will be fine. Such and such got over, it wasn't fine. Well, then I come up with another thing. Well, you know, when this happens, it'll all be fine. And you keep making up excuses when what you really need to say is, you know what, God, it's not fine. You seen them shirts, it's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine, we're all fine, everything's great and fine. No, you're lying. Do you ever say that? Oh, it's fine. You're mad at somebody. Oh, it's fine. And then you go home and you're like, I'm like, Jeremy, do you know what Sally Sue said? Do you know how she looked at me when she said it? Look here. Quit saying everything's fine. If it ain't fine, it ain't fine. Right, Julie? I mean, you're confusing yourself. You get yourself confused. You'd be like, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with me. You know what it is? We've convinced ourselves everything's fine when everything's in flames. If it ain't fine, tell God, look here, God. Such and such is messed up. I recognize it. I admit it. I give it to you. And right now, Father in heaven, I back up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to praise you right in the middle of this storm because I know that you're well able. I know that you're well able. And what are you well able to do, Father God? You're well able to do more than I could ever ask you for, more than I could ever imagine you for. You're able to do that. So what I hope that you're hearing in here this morning is that God is able. God is able. He's able. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 18. And it says here, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. There are times where we go through trials in our life And we develop an it's all about me mentality. Look here. It's not all about you. It's not all about just you and your four and no more and all your problems. No. It's about God. And what does He say about you? Who does He say that you are? The Word says that He suffered. He came and He dwelt among us. He knew how we were. He knew how He created us. He knew what He created us out of. God knows His kids. A few weeks ago, the principal called me about one of my kids. I hate those calls. Nothing worse than hearing something bad about your kid. It puts a real damper on your mom ego. They're like, well, Carson Paul. They just went on and on and on. I was sitting there. You know what I told her? I said, now look, I know my kid. It's my mini-me. And half of that stuff you say he did it. He did it. I'm just worried about the stuff that you don't, that you're not saying, because that means you ain't found it out yet. God knows you. Do you know God? See, Brenda babe, God knows us so well that He knows what will make us truly happy. And we don't even have the intelligence enough to really ask God for the right thing. Because, see, we don't even know what will make us happy. Because we're just trying to, we just say, if I can just make it. No, see, God wants you to thrive. God doesn't just want you to survive in this life. He wants you to thrive. And see, we're not even smart enough to even know what to ask God for. But God knows us so well that He'll give us something. And it's like we've hit the jackpot. We're going, Lord, what did I do to deserve this? It's the fact that you're His kid. And He knows you. And He knew what to give you before you could ever know to ask for it. But do you know Him? Do you know Him? And do you know Him on a first-person relationship, or are you knowing Him through somebody? I know people, and they're like, Pastor Kelly, I got to get you because I need God to answer this prayer. Look here. I'm not your priest. Okay? I'm your pastor. You need to get on your face and on your knees and ask God. See? It's not good enough for you to just know God through your pastor, or to know Him through your mama, or to know Him through your daddy, or you this, or you that. No, life is real. You best know Him for yourself on a first one-on-one level. You need to know Him. Because when life gets difficult, and it will at times, this is not a perfect world that we're living in. When it gets real, what we have to be able to do is be a whosoever. Whosoever would call on the name of the Lord, they'd be saved. What do you need saving from today? What are you saying, God, I need you in a big way? Lord, I know what Pastor Kelly's saying. She's saying that you're able, but God, are you really able? Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He's able. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know the characteristics of God. Mama Brenda, God is so able to do even the things that you stop telling Him about. You think, ugh, I'm so sick of even saying this. Lord, I'm not even going to say it. You got them people in your life, you're like, oh, Lord, I'm coming to you about Sally Sue again. You know she's terrible, Lord. Help her. No, the prayer needs to be, God, help me. Lord, help me. And God, help me to know who you are. Who you are, God. Because, see, just knowing who God is going to change you. And today, He wants you to know that He's able. That He's able. God is able. So because He Himself suffered when He was tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. If you're suffering in here today, I want you to know that you have a God, that He knows what that's like. Have you ever tried to console with somebody and they didn't no more know where you were coming from than the man in the moon? You're sitting here with a real problem, and they're looking at you like you got three heads. And you're going, I'm just going to stop talking because this person can't even relate to what I'm going through. Stop calling your friends. Stop getting on Facebook and telling all your drama. Stop that. And if you're flying around that F-bomb, please don't tell people you come here. Shut it all out and address God. God, here I am, and Lord, I'm suffering at this part of my life. See, lots of times when people are suffering and they're hurting, they're just simply saying, no, it's all right. I'm fine. I'll make it. Look here. Tell Daddy God. Tell Him. A couple days ago, a few days ago, my little Sophie, she got in the car. Sophie's like my second child. That's like one of my kids. Me and Sophie, we go do our piano lessons together every week. Sophie got up in the car, and I could just see on her face something was wrong. Well, I did what every mother hen mama does. What is wrong with you? She got up in that car, and I said, what is wrong? Nothing. Nothing. I said, Sophie, you ain't going to get up in pastor's car and tell me nothing when you look like that. So I want to know, because I'm about to straighten some things out. What's going on with you, girl? Because, see, we about to go to piano lessons, and you and me know we got to be psyched up to go see Miss Monday because she's going about to get on to us for not practicing as much as we should have been. Miss Monday will tear somebody up. If she even gets an inkling that you ain't been practicing, she will grip you up 1 inch. She don't care if you're grown. I said, Sophie, we got to get up in the mind frame to go see Miss Monday now, honey. I need to know. Who done messed with you? She began to tell me. Well, these little boys. And she started to cry. I said, oh, no. I call that principal. I said, now look, this is like my second child here. Some of these little boys done said something ugly and nasty to my Sophie. And I ain't pleased with it. And I know you're going to do something about it. Yes, Miss Kitson, I will. Look here. God knows you. He knows you. You ever get somebody that you know? And right when you see them, Julie, you know something's wrong with them. God knows you. God knows you, and He's able to help you. And the reason He's able to help you is because He can relate to you. He can relate to you. You don't serve a God that doesn't know what's going on with you. No, you serve Daddy God, and Daddy God knows what's going on with you. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7. We're going to look at verses 24 through 25. But because Jesus lives forever, He has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, He is able to save completely. Everybody say completely. He's able to save you completely. Those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. So, my next point is that God's able to save you. God's able to save you from what you've gotten yourself up into. God's able to save the day. God's able to step into that battle and raise up that standard and say, no more. No more. God is able. God's able. He's able to save. Last place for me this morning is John chapter 10. And if there is an area of my life that I can say God is really dealing with me about, it's this right here. There are times, you know, you can't control people. You can't control anything. My mama tells me, she goes, Kelly, we can't control anybody or anything. We can barely control what we put in our mouth. That's true. But there are times on my bad days where I feel like there's certain things not coming through because of somebody else, because of something else. What God has for you, nobody can take it. The doors that He has opened for you, nobody can close them. The doors He's closing, nobody could open them. So many times we feel defeated because the situation has to do with other people. Look here. God is God to you, irregardless of anybody else. When we feel like something can't happen because of another person, watch out. Because look here. God can make it happen. I've fought battles before and I've said, now God, everybody's saying no. I feel like I go back to the drawing board with Him sometimes and I say, Daddy God, this is looking like a no. Now, are you wanting me to keep on with this? Yes. Okay. We're going to keep fighting it then. See? Jeremy, God is able to do what God wants to do for you, irregardless of anybody else. Nobody can snatch up what God has for Jeremy. So we need to let loose of those feelings like, well, this can't happen because of so-and-so or because I did this or because of this scenario. No. If God says He's going to make it happen, heaven and earth, and all the devils in hell couldn't cause it from happening. God is able. God is able. Know who you serve. Know who you're getting your marching orders from. God hasn't brought you to the point that you're in for you to fail now. He's able to provide for you. He's able to establish you. He's able to do more for you than you realized. Crystal, God is able. God is able. And so John chapter 10, we're going to look at verse 28. And it says here, actually, I'm just going to start reading at verse 25. We're talking about unbelief, and it says Jesus answered. They're saying, you know, when are you going to tell us if you're Jesus Christ? People were so nosy back then, they're still nosy now. You ever have somebody just call you because they knew you was having some type of issue and they wanted to know what it was and they're nosy? Stop taking them calls. Call Jesus. If He's calling you, answer the phone. Answer the phone. My parents are to that age now. If I don't pick up that phone, Miss Deborah, Dad calls. I live in a two-story house. Sometimes I'm indisposed, and I got to go down a flight of stairs to get that phone. If I don't pick it up quick enough, I know. He said, Mildred, call your daughter. Then she'll start calling. If I don't answer for Mama, Mama will call Casey. Casey, I can't get a hold of your sister. Will you call her? Then Casey will start calling. It just goes on and on and on. See, God's trying to call some people. And he's trying to get their attention. And we ain't picking up that phone. Whether it's because we're in a depression, we're in the middle of a pity party, we're in the middle of this, or we're in the middle of that. But look here, pick up that phone for Jesus. He wants to tell you that he's able. That worry and that stress and that anxiety that you feel and those racing thoughts in your mind when you're trying to go to bed and the devil's trying to steal your peace, God wants you to put that head down and go to bed. See, God doesn't have a bunch of stress and worry and fear for you. And so he says, I've already told you. I did tell you, but you don't believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. Look here. Listen to God's voice. Listen to him. Listen to him. When everything inside of you is saying this isn't going to work, look here. If Daddy God's done told you it's working right now. If he has to rearrange some things to make it work out, he will. He'll do whatever he has to do because he's able. My sheep listen to my voice and I know them. God is able because he knows you. He knows all of your flaws. He knows all of your good points. He knows all of your struggles and all of your victories. He's still able. He's still able. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Another translation says nobody is going to come up in God's hand and start snatching and plucking people out. Look here. Nobody else, Crystal, is able. So when we feel like We're going to suffer because of somebody else. Look here. God's going to make a way. God's able. God's able. Stop being messed up over what somebody else is doing over here. That don't matter what they're doing over there. Let them do them, but you do you. And you do it to the best of your ability. We're going to close this morning. If there's an area of your life and you say, God, I am struggling, but I've heard you today, and God, you are able. You're able. So, Daddy God, I'm going to step up out of the way, and I'm just going to let you be who you are in my life. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to stand. See, God's wanting to loose some things right here. There's people, and God's showing you things. He's showing you what he wants to do with your life, and you're saying, now, that can't happen. He's trying to make a way. Look here. God's able. He's able. He's able. He's not intimidated by everything that we're looking at. Begin to lift your hands. God, in Jesus' name, all over the place this morning. God, I just thank you right now, God, that you're causing things to turn around in Jesus' name. God, every person that didn't have hope when they came up in here, God, I thank you for hope that they're leaving with today. And God, I thank you that you're moving things around. That's just what I keep hearing. He's moving some things around. He's going to reposition some things. When he does it, don't get nervous. Go with it. Go with it. God, we thank you that you're able. And God, right now, we give you praise and we give you glory. And we lift you up, God, bigger than any problem that we face. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all be blessed. We have a bunch of food.